The Call of the Shofar, Rabbi Charles Feinberg on Modern Slavery and Human Trafficking. Of the Jewish mandate of Tikkun Olam, Rabbi Emanuel Rachman once wrote, "Judaism teaches an empathic justice, which seeks to make people identify themselves with each other, with each other's needs, with each other's hopes and aspirations, with each other's defeats and frustrations. Because Jews have known hunger, the distress of slaves, and the loneliness of strangers, we are able to project ourselves into their souls and make their plight our own." In the context of modern slavery and human trafficking, Rachman's empathic justice is urgently needed. And as teachers, leaders, and moral exemplars, rabbis have a duty to educate the Jewish people in the ways of the tradition, and to not only call them to action, but to try and lead the way toward the perfecting of the world. The non-governmental organization Free the Slaves estimates there are 27 million slaves on planet Earth, people held against their will, with violence or under the threat of violence, and for no wages other than the most basic sustenance. And the Polaris Project, named after the North Star that guided slaves toward freedom along the Underground Railroad, calls the human trafficking that accompanies slavery the fastest growing and second largest criminal industry in the world. Worldwide, most slaves are forced to work in agriculture, mining, and prostitution. Unbeknownst to most, certain products that are very much a part of our lives in the United States, such as coffee and chocolate, may be traceable to slave labor. Part of the collective ignorance around slavery and trafficking is attributable to its shadowy presence and its pervasive tendency to prey upon the weakest members of society. While it is unlikely that rabbinical leadership would ignore this epidemic, there is not, as of yet, a critical mass of North American rabbis speaking, teaching, and leading a movement of Jewish abolitionism. However, a lack of voices speaking against slavery does not mean the issue is not being addressed. Heeding the Torah's mandates to remember that we were slaves in Egypt, to not take advantage of the stranger, to not stand idly by the blood of our neighbor, to redeem slaves, to not return escaped slaves to their masters, and to not abuse day laborers and to pay such laborers a living wage, rabbis are ascending the bima, and, backed by the words of the Jewish tradition, speaking with courage, calling people to action and embracing their collective responsibility to appeal to their congregants' consciences. One such person is Rabbi Charles Feinberg of Congregation Addis Israel in Washington, D.C. On Rosh Hashanah 5770, Rabbi Feinberg delivered the sermon called "The Call of the Shofar," using the occasion to remind his congregation that the shofar blasts remind us that an essential spiritual aspiration in life is to be awake, attentive, and alert, he said. After speaking briefly on the shofar's ability to open a path to introspection, Rabbi Feinberg said, "The shofar's calls to us to engage in the world, to promote justice so others can be free. The shofar calls us to end our indifference to justice that may be close by." Rabbi Feinberg invoked the prophetic voice, citing Isaiah, who taught, "Cry with a full throat, without restraint, raise your voice like a ram's horn." As others who've spoken on modern slavery, to heighten the sensitivity of his listeners, Rabbi Feinberg offered two illustrations of slavery, both from domestic cases. One was about a Cameroonian woman, Rose, who was brought to the United States with the false promise of an education, only to be turned into a domestic slave. What gave his example an extra emotional resonance was Rose was enslaved in Maryland, only a short distance from the congregation Addis Israel in D.C. After capturing the assembly's attention with the tragic story, Rabbi Feinberg unpacked both the statistical realities and the tragic conditions that allow for the prevalence of slavery and trafficking. Like many of his rabbinical colleagues, the focus of Rabbi Feinberg's Rosh Hashanah sermon was informative first and a call to action second. His was a call to know that slavery exists and that a will for ignorance offers no exoneration. Hearkening back to the imagery of the shofar, Feinberg said, "The sound of the shofar urges us to become more aware of oppression and injustice in our midst. Slavery and trafficking of men, women, and children are illegal in our country ever since the passage of our 13th Amendment. Since it is illegal, slavery is hidden but often exists nearby. It is time that we take slavery and trafficking out of the shadows and make it of common concern." Feinberg continued, "The most important first step is to become aware of slavery. We must become aware that slavery exists in our country, that it can exist where our food is picked or processed, and that it can exist in our neighborhood." Later, he continued, "In this country, slave-like conditions still are present in the fields and factories where our food originates. We need to become more aware of where our food comes from." And, alluding to a concept of ethical kashrut, Feinberg said, "Keeping kosher has to include safe working conditions and fair labor practices, and not just how the animal is slaughtered or what the ingredients are in a product." Well, not quite a rousing call to action. As Rabbi Feinberg moved toward his conclusion, he said, "We need to reach out to the victims of slavery in our midst. Too often, the victims are treated as criminals, especially if they have entered the country illegally. The victims have been traumatized and they need a safe place to recover. There are agencies and groups who offer services to victims of slavery. We can support such groups by volunteering. I hope that our Social Action Council will add to our list of projects a shelter that gives assistance to victims of slavery." As he ends, Rabbi Feinberg once again embraces the rabbinical duty to serve as a moral compass guided by the Jewish tradition. He said, "The shofar is a call to freedom. May the sound of the shofar make us more aware of the slaves in our midst. May the sound open our eyes and our ears so that we are inspired to join the effort to bring slavery out of the shadows. May we truly become a land of the free and the home of the brave."